his back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane, gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
Trick Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. street, out in the playground, in the dark side of town. Oh, we gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
Music so good, you bought it on vinyl, cassette, and CD. AM 1450 WDAV and 100.3 FM.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Dreaming.
Feel the music. Feel the memory. Classic Hit 100.3 WDAD and AM 1450.
It's an Indiana Regional Medical Center High School Sports Night on AM 1450 WDAD, 100.3 FM, and streaming at WDADradio.com. High School Girls Basketball, featuring Indiana versus Baldwin. Tonight's game is sponsored by Indiana Regional Medical Center, ClimaShield, Five Star Mitsubishi, the Law Office of Patrick Doherty, the Allied Milk Producers, also sponsored by Cheesley Electric, Friends of Jim Struzzi, Indigo, by Luther Ford Lincoln, Crimson Wealth Management, the Indiana Area School District, by Friends of Joe Pittman, sponsored by Indiana Moose Lodge 174, S&T Bank, Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the law firm of Nicely and Kugler. Now let's go courtside for an Indiana Regional Medical Center High School Sports Night on AM 1450 WDAD, 100.3 FM, and at WDADradio.com.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Fifth Street Gym in our S&T Bank broadcast booth as Indiana continues their quest towards the PIAA playoffs. The number 3 seed Indiana comes in 21-4. They're going to take on the number 4 seed Baldwin Highlanders. They are 20-5 in this important WPIL consolation seeding game. This is Pat Doherty. I'm joined tonight along with Doug Steve. Doug, you know, when you talk about, you know, these consolation games or these seeding games, do they matter? And talking to Coach Franciscus before the game, he really believes that it does matter because the winner of this game will go out and play a team from District 3, the second place team out of District 3, which we won't know until this weekend.
Yes.
But if they lose, then they're most likely going to go face Erie Cathedral Prep. Now we don't know; we won't know that for tomorrow. Erie Cathedral plays Punxsie tomorrow in a sub-regional game. But I think looking at the tea leaves and the record, the Cathedral Prep matchup will be a little bit of a tougher matchup. Now that doesn't mean you're not going to play them. If you win and continue on, you're going to beat everybody. But you know, Coach Fran thinks going out to the Harrisburg area, they've had good success doing that the last couple of years.
And that's what I was just going to say. They do have good success going out to the District 3 sites. Yes, it's a longer trip, but I don't think the girls' basketball at that level is as competitive and as strong as it is here in the WPIAL. So this game, there is something. Other games in this situation, it may not mean a whole lot whether you win or lose, but for Indiana, they want to win and get that momentum, keep that momentum going to next Saturday, March 7th.
Yeah, and, you know, so we've got a lot on our pregame show tonight. As always, brought to you by IRMC. Indiana's getting ready to take on Baldwin, and we'll be back with so much more. We're going to look at how these teams got here and look at the five-star Mitsubishi starting lineups. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, as always, presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Winter's here, and so are salt, slush, and muddy footprints. If your floors are looking tired, give them a finish that can handle the season. ClimaShield Floor Coatings is locally owned with years of expertise in residential and commercial floor coatings. We transform ugly, stained, and damaged concrete into a clean, durable, and safe surface that's easy to maintain. Perfect for the holidays and beyond. Free estimates available now. Call 412-796-8787. That's 412-796-8787.
Cottage cheese is having a moment. Social media has discovered it. Feeds are filled with recipes adding cottage cheese to just about anything. And for good reason. Cottage cheese is packed with all-natural protein. A half cup has 12 to 14 grams. But it's been around for years and years, quietly delivering all-natural nutrition in a humble little tub. Endlessly versatile. A protein powerhouse. Don't forget to pick up cottage cheese. Brought to you by the Allied Milk Producers.
When the game is on the line, the Indiana High Indians bring the energy, and so does Sheasley Electric. For years, Sheasley Electric has been a proud part of this community, keeping homes bright and businesses running. When you need reliable electrical service, call the hometown team that never stops delivering. Sheasley Electric, proud sponsors of Indiana basketball and the electrifying player of the game. So stay tuned after the final buzzer to hear who lit up the court. Sheasley Electric, PA license number 5950.
Hi, this is State Representative Jim Struzzi. As I begin the process of running for re-election, I wanted to personally invite you to stop by the annual Indiana County GOP petition signing event on Thursday, February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Freedom Church. Come out and sign the petitions not only for me, but also for Congressman Glenn Thompson and Guy Reschenthaler, and for Stacey Garrity for governor and Jason Ritchie for lieutenant governor. That's February 26th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Freedom Church at the intersection of Oakland Avenue and McKnight Road in Indiana.
Paid by friends of Jim Struzzi.
Do you know that it costs 57 cents a mile to drive your vehicle? That's over $8 for a short 15-mile trip. Here's the good news. Indigo gets you around with fares starting at $1.75 and only $4 all day. Indigo is perfect for work, one-car families, and running errands. Check out Indigo's shared ride program for seniors and services for people with disabilities. Learn more at indigobus.com. Hop on, save cash, and visit indiegobus.com.
Classic hits for...
All right, welcome back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth as we get ready, as Indiana will take on Baldwin here in the consolation round of the WPIL playoffs. The winner of this will end up being the fifth seed out of the WPIL. The loser will be the sixth seed. How did we get here, Doug? When you look at this, both teams have qualified for the state playoffs by virtue of winning that first round game, and then both teams went to the quarterfinals and lost their respective matchups. Now, in the consolation rounds, Baldwin beat Trinity 49-38 last Friday, and Indiana beat Fox Chapel 49-28 here at Indiana to set up this matchup. And as we talked about, it's an important matchup to see where you're going to play moving forward.
Yes, and people say, well, how's Indiana continue to get a home game? Well, they have the better seed out of any of the teams that were left, so the better seed to get the home game. So Indiana's able to be here two games in a row, a nice advantage, especially Baldwin having to come through the city, probably a good hour and 20 minutes via bus. So hopefully that plays a factor in tonight's game this evening.
Yeah, and when you look at these two teams, Indiana was a 3 seed, Baldwin was a 4 seed. Baldwin finished second in Section 4. Indiana tied for first in Section 2. And that little bit of a difference is why this game's in Indiana, not at Baldwin.
Yes, correct. And I guess they have to agree to host the game. If they don't feel they can have the seating or the means to do it, they can always say, no, we can't host. But it's always an advantage, especially having teams travel the whole way to Indiana. Indiana's used to the travel because probably half of their games are traveling about an hour or so, which is, for them, it's nothing. But for teams coming here, it's a trip.
Yeah, I mean, when you really look at it, these teams, a lot of the schools they play, 20, 30 minutes. Indiana being the farthest eastern school in the WPIL, that poses a disadvantage, but can also be a little bit of an advantage when teams got to come out here. So, Indiana, as we know, they're led by that group of seniors. Julia Antonacci's their leading scorer. They got to get her going early in this game. We saw at Penn Trafford, she wasn't able to get in the quarterfinals, wasn't able to get her offense going until late in that game. And when she's able to get it going, that opens up the driving lanes for Kugler, Lake and Kugler and Addie Hutton.
Yeah, and in that consolation game Friday, they created offensive opportunities by their driving. They did not do that against Penn Trafford, but, you know, I credit Penn Trafford. They really took Indiana out of the game, and that's a great learning experience because when you get into playoffs, you have to be ready for any type of defense another team's going to throw at you. So in the long run, hopefully that loss to Penn Trafford was a good thing as they entered the state playoffs.
Yeah, and so, you know, you saw, in my opinion, in that consolation game against Fox Chapel, you really saw Addie Hutton kind of step up and was able to drive and take shots to the bucket, and that does two things. You know, A, that opens up, defense has to sag, that gets Julia open looks, gets Sam Martin open looks from the perimeter. And when, you know, Julia and Sam are hitting those deep shots like we saw in the first round of the WPIL playoffs against, I believe it was Mars,
yeah,
that got them out of their zone and had to go man, and then that just created one-on-one mismatches for Indiana. So, you know, Baldwin, as I talked to Coach Fran tonight, this is going to be a very competitive basketball game. They are a good team. They have a little bit of size. You know, they have a couple guards that can play. The interesting thing you and I noted, there are three sisters on a nine-person roster.
That's
there's
a third
a
of the
senior,
team.
A junior, and a freshman. So
when they get sick, that family gets sick. I don't know if they practice.
Yeah, they don't have enough to practice. So, but anyway, it should be a good game here tonight. About 5 minutes until we do national anthem and starting lineups. So we'll take a break here. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC, and we'll be back after this.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month, equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition, now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-through winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
What sets one insurance agency apart from another? Building relationships. Hutton Blues Insurance prides themselves on building strong, personal relationships with their clients. Hutton Blues is an independent agency offering you choices to get you the best coverage at the best rate. When you buy insurance, whether it's for your home, car, business, life, or retirement, you want an advocate working in your best interests, and that's the Hutton Blues Insurance Indiana County and Trent Insurance Cambria County.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
I'm State Senator Joe Pittman, wishing all students who participate in extracurricular activities every success in the classroom and on the field. The teamwork and leadership skills you learn today will serve you and our entire community well in the years ahead. We need future leaders prepared to step forward and make our region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm proud of the work and effort you are putting forth. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the season.
Paid for by Friends of Joe Pittman.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back here inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth as Indiana's getting ready to take on Baldwin in the consolation round of the WPIL playoffs. We're going to have the five-star Mitsubishi starting lineups coming up very shortly. We're going to have the national anthem. So, Doug, what do you think the key for Indiana is tonight?
Well, I know the one key is both coaches have some outrageous clothes on. Coach Michael Franciscus always wearing something bright. He's in a bright fluorescent yellow suit today. And the Baldwin coach is in a shiny gold sports jacket.
With the gold
with the gold shoes and the jeans and a red shirt. So fashion statements are being made tonight by both coaches.
If we got Coach Fran a hat, he'd look like the guy from Curious George, the man with the big hat.
Yes.
Or he's a number two pencil. I'm not sure what he's going for.
I like the number two pencil better.
Definitely a statement here tonight. So we are minutes away from bringing you high school basketball presented by IRMC. Let's take another quick break. Then we'll be back with the five-star Mitsubishi starting five. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Winter in Pennsylvania can be beautiful, but if your home or business isn't insulated, it can feel brutal. This winter, keep the cold where it belongs, outside. At ClimaShield Spray Foam, we're locally owned with years of experience insulating residential and commercial buildings with high-performance spray foam. Say goodbye to drafts and high energy bills, and hello to real comfort all winter long. Free estimates available now. Call 724-968-4775. That's 724-968-4775. Or visit ClimaShieldSprayFoam.com.
Hi, this is State Representative Jim Struzzi. As I run for re-election, I wanted to personally invite you to stop and sign my petition for re-election. You can attend a special event at Freedom Church off Oakland Avenue and McKnight Road on February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. or stop by the Indiana County GOP headquarters in downtown Indiana Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Your support means the world to me, and you can also sign for all Republican candidates in the state and federal election.
Paid by friends of Jim Struzzi.
AM 1450, WDAD.
About ready here. That was Indiana's own Grammy Award-winning opera singer Ed Parks with the national anthem. Our starting lineups are presented by five-star Mitsubishi. This five-star Mitsubishi of Altoona. It doesn't get any better than this. For the Highlanders of Baldwin, number one is Lindsay Baronatis. She's a junior. Number two is a senior guard, Julianne Ott. At the other guard is a senior, number 21, Lacey Baronatis. Number 25 is a senior guard, Isabella Niles. And the fifth starter is a forward. She's a sophomore, 35, Hannah Perilla. The Highlanders are coached by Tony Cherico, and they come in at 20-5 on the season. For your Indians, the starting lineup is their normal, Doug. Sam Martin will start it. They're all guards. I mean, you know, I call them forward
guards. Five guards set.
They have five guards. Sam Martin, she's the sophomore guard. Julianne Tenacy, she's a senior guard. Emily Ferraro, number three, she's a senior. She's kind of like the Energizer Bunny of this team, if you would. Makes a lot of things happen, gets a lot of rebounds. Lakin Kugler is number 11. She's a senior. They need a big game out of Lakin tonight.
They need
her both offensively and defensively to get going early. And then Addie Hutton, number 22. She's a senior. We talked about her in the pregame. If Addie can drive and get those layups like she's done when Indiana's had success on offense, that opens everything else up for the Indians.
Yeah, and they just have to play like they did the other night on Friday. They forgot about the Penn Trafford game. They came back and had a nice game Friday night in the first round of the consolations. And technically, like the Whippeal calls, this is the fifth place game.
Right.
Winner gets the 5 seed, loser gets the 6 seed. And we already talked about who it would be. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about more later as the game goes on. So
we are getting ready to go. The teams have been announced. This is the 5-star Mitsubishi start of Altoona starting 5. 5-star Mitsubishi, it doesn't get any better than this. Doug, do we know the officials for
tonight? Yes, the officials tonight. Their head referee, Jennifer Bruce. The umpires, Sean Ward and Brandon Ballard. They're out of the Pittsburgh WPIL chapters.
All right, so they're here making the trip along with Baldwin tonight. And we are getting ready to go. We talked about the game, the coach's outfits. I mean, not only does Baldwin's coach have their shiny gold, but he's got a pink shirt underneath it.
Yes, so that may be the only bad part of the fashion statement.
Yeah,
there.
And he's, you know, but he's got to compete with Coach Ferran, and we know how that works. And Indiana's going to come out, and let's see. I imagine Ferraro will jump for the Indians. She has been doing that. So on the floor for Indiana is Martin, Antonacci, Ferraro, Kugler, and Hutton. For Baldwin, Lindsay Baranis, Julianne Ott, Lacey Baronatis, Isabella Niles, and Hannah Prilla. Baldwin wins the tap. And Julianne Ott brings it over the timeline for the Highlanders.
Indiana in a person-to-person defense.
Guarded by Antonacci at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Lacey Baronatis. Back over to Ott. Up at the top, gets it over to Lacey Baronatis. Now back to... It's going to take a minute to figure out all these Baronatises. Julianne Ott now. Over to Isabella Niles. Niles looks to penetrate. Hands off, shot up. No good, rebounded by Julianne Tenacy. Lindsay Baronatis with the miss. Here comes Antonacci, gets it over to Hutton. Hutton looks to drive. Kicks it out to Julia. Julia looks to drive in the paint. Sam Martin to Lakin Kugler. She drives. Up under. There's Sam Martin with a short jumper. No good. Rebounded by Lindsay Baronatis. Kicks it over to Ott. Ott with a three ball up. No good. Rebounded, however. And that's Isabella Niles.
That's where Indiana right there. They have to hit the boards tonight if they're going to be successful.
And Baldwin looks to get into some pressure. Here's Lakin Kugler. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Addie Hutton. She drives. Kicks it to Emily Ferraro. Up and good.
Nice pass by Hutton to find Ferraro underneath for the two.
Yes, it was. And now Indiana gets back into their half-court set. Here is Lindsay Baronatis. Over to Isabella Niles. Over to Ott. Here's Prilla at the top of the key. Three ball up. In and out and good.
That's the hometown shooter's touch.
Lacey Bernardes with a three. 5-2, Baldwin takes the early lead here. There's Hutton, she's trapped. She breaks the trap, gets it over to Julia. Sam Martin in the turns it over.
Indiana's first turnover by either team on the night.
Here comes Baldwin now. Julianne Ott hands it over to Lindsay Bernardes. Down underneath to Prilla. Give and go. Nice look. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Highlanders.
It looks like Indiana, again, is switching on all screens. I mean, they really don't have the height, as we talked about. They're five guards out there, but they're switching on everything.
Ball is inbounded to Prilla. She gets it in, and that's knocked away by Julia. Saved, and it goes out of bounds off of Lindsay Bernardes. It'll be Indiana's ball. There's a turnover for Baldwin.
Both teams now in with one turnover on the evening.
Kugler inbounds it to Julie Antonacci. Gets it over. Here comes Addie Hutton. Looks underneath to Sam. Good give. Oh, just went. Oh, no. What happened there was Sam Martin saw Ferraro, gave her a bounce pass. It was just a little too hard. She wasn't able to corral it, and then she tried to kick it out and shot it way over the head. It's going to be Baldwin's ball all the way down on the far baseline. That's Indiana's second turnover. 5-2, Baldwin leads. It's it out to Isabella Niles. Over to Bernardes. Here comes Julianne Ott. Hands it over to Lindsay Bernardes. She dribbles, guarded by Hutton. Looks to penetrate. Kicks it over, and we got a block on Julia.
That's first foul of the game by either team, and Julia picks it up first.
5:03 to play here in the first period. Indiana trails Baldwin 5-2. Lindsay Bernardes looks to drive. Up and good.
Nice drive by Lindsay. She took it the whole way from the top of the arc, the whole way down through the lane.
7-2, Baldwin leads early. And that's off Kugler, dribbled out of bounds. That's Indiana's third turnover now.
And that's what we saw their bugaboo against Penn Trafford last week, a lot of turnovers.
And that one was a tough one because it looked like Lakin almost dribbled right into the trap.
Yes.
Indiana's got to have their heads up and look to pass that. Here's a three ball. No good off the back iron, rebounded by Addie Hutton. We're going to have a foul on Prilla. That'll be Baldwin's first.
And Hutton did a nice job of boxing out, and Prilla, the only thing she could do was go over her back.
Hannah Prilla, that's her first, team's first.
I should say through her back, not over. You're allowed to go over the back, you just can't go through the person.
Right. Gets it over the timeline to Hutton. Good look. Julia with a three ball. Count it. Julia Antonacci gets on the board. 7-5 now. Baldwin pushes the action. Bernardes kicks it out to Lacey. Lindsay to Lacey, back to Lindsay. Lindsay dribble. She's guarded by Emily Ferraro. Deep three. No good off the front iron, but rebounded by Julianne Ott for the Highlanders. Highlanders are controlling the pace at this point. Here's Lindsay Bernardes. She drives, kicks it out. Nothing doing. Here's Ott with a three ball off the back iron, but rebounded by Prilla. Shots up, no good. Shots up again, and we got a foul.
That's where the mismatch will be that Indiana has to solve. Prilla is taller than anyone they have, and Hutton is starting on her, and Julia Antonacci came over to help, and that'll be Antonacci's second foul.
That's her second. We're going to have a media timeout. We'll take one right now. You're listening to Indiana basketball. Indiana trails 7-5. 3:33 here in the first. You're listening to Indiana basketball presented by IRMC.
Cold nights don't wait for business hours, and neither does Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. When your heat goes out, Denny and the Anderson's team are there, even after hours, treating your family and your situation like their own. Honest, compassionate, and dependable service calls and repairs. Comfort and safety at home is their focus, and you are their priority. Trust the family that Indiana has trusted for years. Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. 724-465-8923. PA License 677.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Indiana trails Baldwin 7-5, 3:33 to go here in the first. Hannah Perilla will be at the line shooting two. But more importantly, Doug, Julie Antonacci has picked up two fouls here early.
Yes, in this last one, she went down to help Addie Hunt and guard Perilla underneath, and she got her on the arm on the second rebound.
And as we know, Indiana is not a deep bench.
No.
First one is up, off the back iron, and good. So Prilla's in now, makes it 8-5. Second shot, and that's good too. Subbing into the game for is Kelsey Meyer for the Highlanders. Here comes Indiana now. Kugler to Antonacci. Got to get it over the timeline, and she does. Now they trap it. Here comes Kugler with a drive. Good look to Ferraro underneath and gets rejected by the rim. She just got out of control under the hoop there.
Yep, just a little too far under.
Here's the skip pass. Three ball by Baronatis, no good. Knocked away by Hutton. It'll stay with the Highlanders.
Indiana has to find a way to get some rebounds. They've been out-rebounded on the boards on every shot so far this evening.
Yeah, they got to get bodies. Bodies on bodies. Here's Lindsay Baronatis. She pulls it out. Kicks it over to Julianne Ott. She looks to drive. Ferraro guards. Another rebound for the Highlanders, and they're back. Baronatis with the short jumper and good. Lindsay Baronatis.
Baronatis is a lefty, a southpaw there for the shot for the Highlanders.
It's 11-5 now. The Highlanders extend their lead to 6. 2:33 to go. Here's Antonacci. There's Kugler now. Over into the corner to Addie Hutton. Three balls up off the rim. Rebounded by Kugler up and in.
Good job there on the boards offensively for Indiana. Kugler gets the two.
11-7 now with 2:15 to play. Here's Julianne Ott. And that's going to be a turnover by Baldwin. That'll be their second.
Their second. Indiana in with three turnovers here with 2:08 left in the first quarter.
Sophia Boyer checks in for the Indians.
Samantha Martin will take a little breather.
Here's Julia, gets it over to Lakin. Lakin dribbles, looks to get it back to Julia. They're trying to keep it out of the corners, and now Julia gets trapped, and there's Addie Hutton. Gets it over into the corner, and another turnover. Addie didn't need to throw that. She needed to just keep her dribble, let Lakin get set, and then give it to her. She rushed the throw.
Yes, and two places you don't want to get stop your dribble is in the corner and right as you cross half court, and Indiana's done that now a couple times.
All right, here comes Julianne Ott bringing the ball up for the Highlanders, 11-7, a minute 45 in the first. She dribbles over. Here's Isabella Niles, gets it to Lindsay Baranis. She gets it over to Julianne Ott, runner. Back iron, no good, rebounded by Ferraro. Here comes Julia now. Kicks it to Hutton at the foul line. She goes up, short jumper's good.
Nice move, spin move by Addie Hutton for 2 points.
11-9 now. Oh, now here are the Highlanders. Good move. We're going to have a travel call. That'll be another turnover. That's their third, Doug, I think.
Yes, three for Baldwin and four for Indiana here with a minute 12 left in the first quarter.
Here comes Julia, brings it up, gives it to Addie. Baldwin drops back. They're into a half-court set. And another turnover. She sailed it over Julia's head. Addie threw it away. unforced error there again, Doug.
Yes, and that's one thing Indiana cannot have this time of the season. It's playoff time, and every possession is important.
1 minute to play, 11-9, Indiana trails Baldwin. Backdoor cut throws it out of bounds. Indiana will get another possession here before the end of the half.
A little sloppy here this last minute of the first quarter here.
49.5 seconds, Indiana trails 11-9. Kugler inbounds it to Hutton. Hutton will bring it up the floor.
Let's see if Indiana tries to take some time off the clock and play for one, or is there too much time left?
Moving screen on, I think, Emily Ferraro.
Yep. She did one of those pick and rolls, but she moved with the defender as they were moving as well.
That's Indiana's third foul. Baldwin has been called with one. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Julianne Ott. Gets it over to Mia Schwarzmiller. Back to Lindsay Baranis. She looks to penetrate, kicks it out to Niles. Niles is guarded by Kugler. Here's a handoff to Lindsay Baranis. 15 seconds, and she pulls it out. Here's Baranis. She looks to drive. Kicks it over, Julianne Ott, three ball from the top of the key, in and out, and good. Boy, shooter's touch there.
Yep.
14-9 is the end of the first quarter score. Indiana trails Baldwin. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to 12 grand off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back here in the S&T Bank broadcast booth as we begin the second quarter. Indiana trails Baldwin 14-9. You know, Doug, we look at that, five turnovers for Indiana, four for Baldwin.
Still on a 20 pace for Indiana. That's way too many.
Right. And, you know, Indiana, again, they were held to 9 points in that quarter. That's not the offense they're looking for. Indiana will have the ball to start this quarter.
I just got a text from Mike Carnevale. He says, you have the face for radio, Pat.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Actually said it for me.
Very kind. Here comes Addie Hutton, lobs it in. Sophia Boyer and another turnover.
That's right. I think Boyer just mistimed her jump a little. It didn't look like it was that far over her head, but she just jumped a tad too early.
And it looked like that was a set play out of the quarter break, and
it was open.
It was open and just didn't execute. Here's Julianne Ott. She hands off to Niles, gives it over to Schwarzmiller. Back to Niles, back to Lindsay Baranis. 7:32 to play, second quarter. Here's that is Kelsey Meyer. Here is Julianne Ott, back to Lindsay Baranis. She looks to penetrate, drives the lane, she walked. Got away with it, gets her own rebound. Swings it around. Here comes Meyer.
That should be a charge.
Should be a charge. Yes, it was. No basket. The basket was good, but Indiana took the charge.
High school basketball, that does not count automatically, even if she released it. 22 is the foul on Meyer.
That'll be her first, team's first here in the second quarter. And they got that little half-court trap set up. Gets it over to Julie Antonacci. She dribbles, gets it back to Lakin Kugler. Kugler looks to penetrate. Nothing there. Addie Hutton drives baseline. Kicks to Jules. Nice stroke by Julia. That's her fifth point.
Good ball movement by Indiana the last possession.
Here comes the Highlanders. Lindsey Baronatis pulls it out. Kicks it over to Schwartzmiller. I'm sorry, Kelsey Meyer. Gets it over to Niles. Niles looks to drive. Drives. Good block. Blocked out of bounds by the Indians.
Coach Fran wanted a walk there, but really it could have been a push foul on Indiana. I think that's what caused a couple extra steps.
Lacey Bernardis replaces Isabella Niles. Ott will inbound the ball for the Highlanders. Gets it in, knocked down. Here's J.C. Klingensmith is in the game for the Highlanders. Here's Lindsey Baronatis. She looks to penetrate, nothing doing. Here is Julianne Ott, gets it over to Klingensmith. Gets it back to Ott, back to Baronatis. Back to Ott. She drives. Nothing doing. Back to Lindsey Baronatis. Back into the corner. Good ball movement by the Highlanders. Rejected by Addie Hutton.
Nice job. Addie came over from the weak side, came over to the strong side as on the drive and was able to get a piece of that ball.
14-11, Indiana trails, 5:49 here in the second. Prilla is going to check back in, and she will replace Kelsey Meyer.
And you have Boyer now on Prilla defensively.
And they're going to throw it back court, and that's okay. Oh, I don't know. Is that an over and back, Doug?
Well, if
she touched it in the forecourt for sure.
They're going to
talk. I don't think she ever controlled it.
That's where the one official is going to go up to their partner and say, hey, what did you see? Now they're bringing all three. Usually when you bring all three, you want the teams to go towards the benches, and they should come over and talk to the coaches.
Yep, and they are going to give the ball back to the Highlanders.
So that's turnover number 7 for Indiana.
Well, no, that's not a turnover.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that
Baldwin
was just,
had the ball.
Yeah.
That would have been a turnover by Baldwin.
They said it was deflected, so that's why
right.
It did not cause the over and back.
Because that was on an inbound.
So. Yes.
All right, here comes Julianne Ott, 5:41-11. Indiana trails 14-11. Here's Prilla, guarded by Boyer. Stay straight up. And they turned it up. Baldwin turns it over. Here comes Julia DeLakin. She comes down the sideline. She looks to penetrate. Nothing. Gives it to Ferraro. Ferraro wide out to Hutton. And that's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Indiana ball. Isabella Niles checks in. She replaces J.C. Klingensmith. So you can see that Baldwin, he's rotating a lot of guys, or a lot of players, understanding that Indiana's got a short bench tonight.
And that will come into play in the second half.
There's a good shot by Addie Hutton, but they're going to get her with a foul. Addie had a nice little mid-range jumper, looked good, and just no good.
Yeah, and they got her for pushing through on going for the offensive rebound. That's Addie's first.
That's the team's first here in the second. All right, Highlanders, and they turn it over now.
It's 6 for them.
Here comes Addie. Kicks it over to Jules. Wide open 3 ball. Count it. Julia Antonacci.
8 on the night for Julia.
14-14 is our score now. Here's Lindsey Baronatis. She kicks it out to Lacey Baronatis. Gets it over to Prilla. Here comes Ott now. Guarded by Antonacci. To Niles. To Baronatis. Layup, no good. Julia with the rebound. She dribbles. She needs some help. She gets it out to Addie Hutton. Hutton now comes up the court. Gets it over the timeline. Looks to penetrate. Loses it, but Kugler's there to recover it. She dribbles. Here's Julia Antonacci. She looks to drive to the bucket. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds.
Kicked out of bounds by the Baldwin defender.
We want to send well wishes to Julia's mom, Diane, who's listening with us tonight. She's actually up at the Allegheny-Bethany playoff game watching Julia's sister, Bella, play tonight.
Divide and conquer.
That's right. So here is Julia. And that ball's kicked. It'll stay Indiana. And I'm looking across the way, and it looks like Diane's mom, Deb Fair, is probably with her.
Yes.
We're gonna take a media timeout. Indiana and Baldwin are tied, 3:54 to play. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
Whether your goals include college education funding, retirement planning, generating income, or reducing taxes, at Crimson Wealth Management Group, we've got you covered. We make it easy for you to make the right decisions by offering you access to a comprehensive array of investment products and wealth management strategies under one roof. One stop for all your financial needs. Crimson Wealth Management Group is committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Stop in and speak with me, Doug Steve, today. You'll be glad you did. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
We all know life can get tough. Maybe it's a legal battle you never saw coming, a criminal charge, a family dispute, or planning for the future. In those moments, you need someone who truly cares. I'm Patrick Doherty. I've spent my career standing beside good people through difficult times. Whether it's criminal defense, real estate, estate planning, or family law, my wife Amy and I are here to fight and guide you forward. When life gets tough, you don't have to face it alone. Call the gold-winning team of the Law Office of Patrick Doherty.
AM 1450 WDAD.
All right, we're back here. 3:54 to play in the second quarter. We have a tied game, 14-14. Indiana has hit a couple threes here now and has tightened up the defensive end a little bit. It'll be Indiana's ball on their own baseline.
Both teams have only one team foul here in the second quarter.
Turnovers have basically balanced each other out now, or pretty close to it.
I have 6-6.
Yep. Here's Addie Hutton over to Ferraro. Wide open look by Julia. She passes it up. Takes a mid-range jumper up, no good. Boyer had it, rebound, and lost it.
Yep, she started to come down with it. Next thing you know, it just bounced out of her hands.
All right, here comes Baldwin now, 3:43 to play. Tie score, 14-14. Here's Bernardes. Oh, good give and go. Up and that's too easy.
Indiana was slow rotating Niles. Over on defense.
Isabella Niles with her second bucket of the night. 16-14. Julia picks up her dribble, gets it to Addie. Back to Julia. Gets it back to Addie. She's looking to cut. Pulls it up. No, that's got to be a tip ball, no?
Well, but they said that Boyer touched it before it went out of bounds, but the ball was already hit the ground before she touched it. So that's a questionable call.
It looked like it was tipped out of her hand. So
yep.
16-14, Indiana trails. There's a knocked away by Ferraro. Good anticipation. And right in front of broadcasting legend Ray Goss, grandfather of Lake and Kugler.
Between he and Jack Benedict, who would have thunk that we have two longtime broadcasters in the same town?
Unbelievable. All right, here's Prilla now guarded by Boyer. She kicks it over to Lacey Baranatis. Oh, nice steal by Addie Hutton. She jumped the passing lane and just stole it. Here's Antonacci now top of the key. Penetrates, gives it to Addie drives to the bucket, and she's going to get fouled.
Should be Prilla, I believe, 35.
35, yep. You're right, Doug. That's Prilla. That's her second foul, team's second foul.
Ben Hutton will go to the line to shoot two for Indiana.
First one's up and good. That's Addie's third point of the ball game. Couple substitutions. Myers and Klingensmith check back in for the Highlanders. So they brought a 9-person bench, and I think he's played 8 girls so far, Doug.
Yes.
Second shot is up and good by Addie Hutton. Ties the game. 16-16, 2:27 here in the second. Here comes Niles. Hands it off over here. And gets it back to Lindsay Bernardes. Here's to Kelsey Meyer. Gets it to the corner to Niles. Back up to Bernardes. Over to Ott.
Baldwin being very patient offensively.
Here's Myers back to Lindsay Bernardes. Indiana's doing a good job of cutting the driving lanes off. There's another turnover by Baldwin.
That's their eighth.
Here comes Julia. Stutter steps, gets it to Addy. She looks to slice through the defense. Goes up, and a block is called, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. 22, that's, let's see, that is Kelsey Meyer. That's her second. That'll be the team's third. Hutton will go to the line to shoot two for the Indians.
She just made two just a few moments ago.
Prilla's set to come back in for the Highlanders. First one's up. No good. You jinxed her, Doug. You jinxed her.
I tried not to. You know, after I said it, I'm like, she won't miss.
Myers checks out with her second foul. Addy with one. 16-16, 1:38 to play before halftime. Second shot is up. And they missed them both. Rebound brought down by Klingensmith. Here come the Highlanders. Ott gets it over. And they swing the ball. Here's Lindsay Baranis. She gets it into the lane, throws it up, no good. Prilla rebound, good.
Indiana does not have anyone that can hold Prilla off the boards.
Here comes Julia, gets it over to Lakin. There's Addy Hutton. Dribbles, picks it up, gives it back to Kugler, back to Hutton. Inside to Ferraro. Can she go up? Gets it out and turned it over. Throws it ahead to Baronatis. Short jumper, no good, in and out, rebound to Julia. 52 seconds to play here before halftime. Indiana gets it up to Addy Hutton. She looks to penetrate, gives it to Sophia Boyer. She goes up strong, two for Sophia Boyer.
Again, nice pass by Hutton. That's about three nice passes on assists tonight for Addy.
And here come the Highlanders. Drives to the bucket, and Indiana knocked it out of bounds. 32.2 seconds before half. Tie game 18-18. Number 21, Lacey Baronatis will check back in for the Highlanders. And she will replace Hannah Prilla. He's trying to save those two fouls at this point. Ott will check it in for the Highlanders. Gets it out into the corner back to Ott. She's guarded by Antonacci. Drives, double teamed. Stop, pop. No good, rebounded by Indiana. 23 seconds to play. They're going to hold it for one shot. Here's Julie Antonacci, gets it to Lakin Kugler. Over to Addy Hutton, 11 seconds. Julia looks to drive, gives it to Boyer, up, off the front rim, no good, great look.
Yes.
They go all the way, she gets it off, and good at the bucket, right at the buzzer. Baldwin goes in with a 20-18 lead at the half. That was just an unfortunate sequence. Indiana misses the easy layup, but then they let him go down the floor and score an easy jumper.
That's a defense lapse you typically don't see from Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana trails at half, 20-18. We have our IRMC halftime show coming up. We'll have some stats and so much more for you. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
Did you know that milk in the grocery store is one of the safest foods you can buy? Milk undergoes rigorous testing at the farm before it's transported and at the dairy processing facility to ensure milk is wholesome and safe. In fact, little handling is done to milk from the farm to your refrigerator. One of the few steps before it reaches your table is pasteurization, a simple heat-treated process that ensures the milk you buy is safe to drink. It does not reduce or alter any nutrients. Brought to you by the Allied Milk Producers.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Have you been arrested, charged with a crime, or do you just need advice? Allow attorney Jeffrey D. Kugler of Nicely & Kugler assist you. His 20 years as an assistant district attorney in Indiana County gives Jeff invaluable knowledge, experience, and insight into the criminal justice system in Indiana County. Call him today at 724-357-6800 to schedule your free consultation. 134 South 7th Street in Indiana. And good luck, Little Indians.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
Do you know that it costs 57 cents a mile to drive your vehicle? That's over $8 for a short 15-mile trip. Here's the good news. Indigo gets you around with fares starting at $1.75 and only $4 all day. Indigo is perfect for work, one-car families, and running errands. Check out Indigo's shared ride program for seniors and services for people with disabilities. Learn more at indigobus.com. Hop on, save cash, and visit indigobus.com.
Classic Hits 1450 WDAD.
And welcome back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. S&T Bank, people forward banking. Doug, you know, very close game. It's what we anticipated between the 3 seed and the 4 seed. Indiana trails Baldwin 20-18 here at halftime. What sticks out to you so far?
Well, I think both teams have played very solid defense. One thing Indiana has to do better is keeping Prillo off the offensive boards. And they had those couple lapses defensively, which you don't see too often from Indiana. So not a bad first half for Indiana, just a couple of little things. But then Indiana missed a couple of easy shots in the last 3-4 minutes of the second quarter, which is the difference. But we knew it was going to be a tight game. Both teams are very good. They're both going to the state playoffs, but 2018, it's Indiana-style game, I believe, because they like it in the 30s or low 40s, and that's where we are right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at that second quarter, Indiana outscored Baldwin 9-6, so that's they tightened up their defense considerably from the first quarter. But, you know, again, heck, that would have been a great quarter. You know, they would have outscored them 9-4 had they not given up that one right there at the buzzer. And really, it was like nobody got in front of her. Like you said, it was a defensive lapse. And that's uncharacteristic of these Indiana teams.
And you have Baldwin that they went 9 deep in that second quarter, and their subs played a good portion of that second quarter. We'll see if that pays dividends for them in the second half. Working Indiana with basically they played their 6 girls in the first half. Can they overcome that and still be able to pull out a victory?
Yeah, Sam Martin started the game, and then Sophia Boyer kind of finished the half there, playing significant minutes for her down the stretch, and had a real nice layup and then missed the easy layup right there before the half. So, you know, look at some individual scoring for Indiana. Julia Antonacci has 8. Emily Ferraro has 2. Lakin Kugler has 2. Addie Hutton has 4. And Sophia Boyer has 2. My math is what it is. That equals 18 in my book.
That's even right in Shalakta math.
That's Indiana math. All right, so for Baldwin, Lindsay Baranis, she's in with 6. Julianne Ott is in with 3. Lacey Baranis is in with 3. Isabella Niles has 4, and Hannah Perilla has 4. But as you talked about, Doug, Indiana hasn't really been able to match up with Prilla's size. Not only is she a tall girl, but she's a little bit bigger girl and just occupies space underneath. And Indiana's got to do a better job of getting a body on her and boxing her out.
And she does have 2 fouls. So, she had to sit out some in the second quarter because of the fouls. They didn't want her to pick up a 3rd foul. Even at the end of the second quarter there, they're going situations, having her in on defense but not offense. So, but that's one right there. But, you know, I joke about Shalakta math. Ron Wood, the old longtime Indiana math teacher, geometry, he's from Shalakta. I remember he always used to tell us in class, That's even the right answer in Shalakta, Beth.
All right. Well, our halftime score is Baldwin leads Indiana 20-18. We'll be back with more of the IRMC halftime show. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC, Better Health, Better Life.
What sets one insurance agency apart from another? Building relationships. Hutton Blues Insurance prides themselves on building strong, personal relationships with their clients. Hutton Blues is an independent agency offering you choices to get you the best coverage at the best rate. When you buy insurance, whether it's for your home, car, business, life, or retirement, you want an advocate working in your best interests, and that's the Hutton Blues Insurance Indiana County and Trent Insurance Cambria County.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
Winter's here, and so are salt, slush, and muddy footprints. If your floors are looking tired, give them a finish that can handle the season. ClimaShield Floor Coatings is locally owned with years of expertise in residential and commercial floor coatings. We transform ugly, stained, and damaged concrete into a clean, durable, and safe surface that's easy to maintain. Perfect for the holidays and beyond. Free estimates available now. Call 412-796-8787. That's 412-796-8787.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Have you been arrested, charged with a crime, or do you just need advice? Allow attorney Jeffrey D. Kugler of Nicely & Kugler assist you. His 20 years as an assistant district attorney in Indiana County gives Jeff invaluable knowledge, experience, and insight into the criminal justice system in Indiana County. Call him today at 724-357-6800 to schedule your free consultation. 134 South 7th Street in Indiana. And good luck, little Indians.
I'm State Senator Joe Pittman, wishing all students who participate in extracurricular activities every success in the classroom and on the field. The teamwork and leadership skills you learn today will serve you and our entire community well in the years ahead. We need future leaders prepared to step forward and make our region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm proud of the work and effort you are putting forth. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the season.
Paid for by Friends of Joe Pittman.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back getting ready to start this second half. Indiana trails Baldwin 20-18 here at the beginning of the third quarter. We're in the S&T Bank broadcast booth at 5th Street Gym. Baldwin will have the ball to start the third quarter on the alternating possession.
Yes, and turnovers. I think Baldwin had 8 in the first half, Indiana 7.
Boyer stays on the floor for the Indians, along with the seniors of Hutton, Kugler, Antonacci, and Ferraro. And here is Julianne Ott, gets it over to Niles. She gets it over to Lindsay Baranis. Gets it over to Ott. Into the corner now. Kugler falls down. She's guarding Prilla. Here's Sophia Boyer guarding Julianne Ott. Ott drives. Kicks it back out. Here comes Niles. Three ball by Ott, in, out. No good. Rebounded by the Highlanders. Niles up and good.
Again, Indiana did a poor job of boxing out.
Indiana trails 22-18 now as Baldwin goes into that half-court press. Here comes Kugler, and the foul called. Push on the sideline. 21 is the foul. That's going to be Lacey Bernardes. That's her first, team's first.
Like we said, tonight's playing for the fifth position, the winner in the Whippiole. The loser gets the sixth position for the state playoffs.
Here comes Hutton. She looks to drive. Kicks it wide open. Three by Julia off the iron. No good. Rebound by Perilla. Here comes Lindsay Bernardes. They look to run. Three ball is up. No good. Rebounded by Addie Hutton. Hutton dribbles it up for the Indians. Addie looks to drive. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Kugler. Picks up her dribble, gets it out to Hutton. Hutton looks to drive. Dumps it down to Sophia Boyer. Goes down on the floor. Julie Antonacci picks it up. What do we got? A timeout, Indiana, huh?
Wait, who called? I think they...
30-second timeout. We'll take one with you. Indiana trails 22-18. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition, now from just $344 a month, both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
AM 1450, WDAD.
All right, so there was a loose ball on the floor. Indiana coach Mike Franciscus got charged with a 30-second timeout. Indiana will inbound the ball. Here's Lake and Kugler inbounds it to Julie Antonacci. Addie Hutton, she looks to drive. Picks up her dribble and throws it away. There's a turnover.
It was a nice pass, too. Just Emily Ferrara had trouble handling it.
Indiana's eighth. Here's Baldwin now. Ott gets it over to Niles. Gets it over to Lindsay Bernardes. She's guarded by Lake and Kugler. She dribbles, takes it up, in, and rails it in. Lindsay Bernardes.
That's eight for Lindsay tonight.
24-18 now. Baldwin has come out here hot in the third quarter.
And Indiana's not the type of team that can play well from far behind.
Dumps down to Kugler and foul.
Could be on Prilla. Is that Prilla? If so,
let's
that's
see.
Her third.
Oh no, 21. That's going to be Lacey Bernardes. That'll be her second, team second. Lake and Kugler goes to the line to shoot two. First one's up. Front iron, good.
And we have to remember, too, this is, no matter what, this will be these ladies, these seniors' last game on this court for Indiana.
Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, that this, they've had a lot of good wins here at Indiana. Second shot is up, back iron, no good. Rebounded by Niles. Here come the Highlanders. They're looking to push it now. Kicks it over to Niles, over to Ott. Ott is guarded by Emily Ferraro. Drive by
Charge.
Ott. Offensive foul taken by Kugler. That's going to be a foul on Ott, I believe. Number two, that's her first, team's third. 24-19, Baldwin leads. 5:18 to play here in the third. They're in that three-quarter court press again, that trap. Here comes Kugler, and she's going to get fouled. That's going to be on Lindsay Bernardes. That'll be her first, team's fourth.
Indiana will be on the bonus the rest of the quarter here with 5 minutes, 5:12 to go. That could be some
absolutely. They
momentum.
They got to try to get to that line, get the ball, and drive it. Here comes Addie Hutton now. She's going to dribble it over. She looks to penetrate. Nothing there. Here's Kugler. She looks to drive. Here's Addie Hutton now. Dribbles it. Picks up her dribble at the elbow. Here's Lake and Kugler now. She drives, and that's kicked. It'll stay Indiana's ball.
Like Prillo that kicked that ball in the lane for Highland or Baldwin.
4:49 to play. Indiana will inbound the ball on the baseline. 24-19, Indiana trails by five. And Lindsey Baranis got a hand on it, tried to knock it off Kugler, but it went out of bounds.
This is a tough place to inbounds. Really, you're down the sideline near the end of the corner of the court.
Here's Julie Antonacci on the inbound from Kugler. She looks to drive. She's at the elbow. Picks up her dribble. Here's Addie Hutton. She drives up. Good. Addie
split,
Hutton.
Yep, she split the defender for two.
That's her sixth point of the night. 24-21 now. Indiana's got to continue to get stops on the defensive end. Sophia Boyer has played extended minutes here for the Indians.
I think she's on the court because of her rebounding ability as
Stolen
well.
Stolen by Kugler. Kicks it over to Hutton. Hutton looks to push the floor. She pulls it up, drives, up under, travel. She was just a little bit out of control. She tried to just do too much. She needs to pull that up and set up the offense.
Exactly, Pat. You're correct.
24-21, 4 minutes to play here in the third. Indiana trails Baldwin by three.
Nine turnovers each way tonight.
There's a drive. Good job by Ferraro to step over on help side. Three ball is up. No good. Rebounded by Ferraro. Handed off to Hutton. She looks up floor to Kugler. She's got one-on-one and an offensive. Lakin just got a little bit out of control, Doug. That's her first. That'll be the team's
media timeout.
Team's first. We got a media timeout. Indiana trails Baldwin 24-21, 3:41 to play here in the third. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, as always, presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get the 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
All right, we're back here inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Indiana trails Baldwin 24-21. Just at 3:41, the third quarter media timeout.
What's nice about media timeouts, the first buzzer is like 10 seconds later than a normal first buzzer, so they give the radio time to get their ads in.
Yeah, get your ads in, but it also gives us a little more time to hear you.
Well, that's an ad in itself.
You have a voice for, never mind. Anyway, here comes Baldwin now, 24-21, 3:35 to play here in the third. Baldwin gets it over to Niles. Niles, there's a three ball by Baranis. Rebounded by Hutton.
Indiana being outscored 6-1 here this third quarter.
No.
Oh, they were down, that's right.
Yeah. Here we go. Now here comes a fast break opportunity. First one really of the night. Prilla up and in. Hannah Prilla with the putback. 26-21.
So it's 6-6.
Indiana
six
turns
to
it over
three.
Again. Here comes Lindsey Baranis. Up, no good. Rebound knocked away. Three ball up by Ott. No good. Out of bounds. Sophia Boyer was going for the rebound and just couldn't maintain possession, and it goes out of bounds. Mullins controlling the pace right now.
Yes, they are. They're doing what they want to do offensively, which you don't see much from the Indiana defense like that.
Here's Prilla on the block. Ball's knocked away, but they get the loose ball. Baldwin is just having breaks go their way right now. Here is Ott. Gets it over to Baronatis. Lindsay Baronatis. She looks to penetrate. Back three ball by Niles. Off the back iron. Ferraro grabs it. And then she loses it. She's on the floor. It's a scrum. We're going to have a jump ball.
Indiana possession.
Indiana possession. Indiana's just not getting the ball clean. Here's Sam Martin's going to now check in. Looks like she's going to give Ferraro a break. 2:18 to play. 26-21. Baldwin leads.
And we said it was 20 at halftime. It was 20-18 Baldwin.
Right.
So 6-3. Baldwin's outscoring Indiana this second or the third quarter.
Here's Julie Antonacci drives to Sophia Boyer, up and good.
Great pass by Antonacci to Boyer.
And I think that's there a lot if they can get it clean.
Yes.
Oh, there's a push by Sophia. Not a good foul. Long way away from the hoop.
Well, it's the team second only, so at least they're not in the shooting situation.
Sophia's first. Baldwin will inbound the ball. Here is Julianne Ott. Kicks it over to Lacey Bernardis. Prilla kicks it out. Three ball wide open. No good off the back iron. Saved to Kugler. She runs the floor, gives it to Hutton. Up, under, count it.
Nice play by Addie Hutton.
Here come the Highlanders. 25-6, 25, they lead. Kicks it over. Here's Bernardis. She gets it to Ott. Almost knocked away by Antonacci. Back up here to Lindsay Bernardis. She drives. Nothing doing. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over here to Lacey Bernardis. Over to Ott.
Under a minute left in the
Kelsey
third quarter.
Meyer. Here's Lindsay Bernardis. Five-foot jumper's good.
That's 10 for Lindsay, now for Baldwin.
28-25, Baldwin leads, 47 seconds to go here in the third. Julia, three ball, short, no good. Rebounded by Boyer. She gets it to Sam Martin. And Sam Martin travels. That's another turnover for Indiana. Good rebound by Boyer.
Yep.
You'd love her to just go right back up with it.
Power right back up.
Trying
Indiana.
Draw that foul.
Indiana 11 turnovers now to Baldwin's 9.
You know, Doug, we pointed out a few minutes ago, Indiana being the bonus the rest of the way. Baldwin hasn't committed a foul since.
Yep. Since the 5-minute mark.
Yep. Here's Lindsay Bernardis. Gets it over to Lacey Bernardis. She dribbles it out, guarded by Antonacci. 13 seconds to play here in the quarter. Indiana, Ott has it.
Yep, Indiana can be aggressive. They only have two team fouls.
Yeah. Dumped down, stolen by Julia. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Shot from half court. Off the rim, no good. After three, Indiana trails Baldwin 28-25. We'll be back with an exciting fourth quarter after this. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
Cold nights don't wait for business hours, and neither does Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. When your heat goes out, Denny and the Anderson's team are there, even after hours, treating your family and your situation like their own. Honest, compassionate, and dependable service calls and repairs. Comfort and safety at home is their focus, and you are their priority. Trust the family that Indiana has trusted for years. Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. 724-465-8923. PA License 677.
We all know life can get tough. Maybe it's a legal battle you never saw coming, a criminal charge, a family dispute, or planning for the future. In those moments, you need someone who truly cares. I'm Patrick Doherty. I've spent my career standing beside good people through difficult times. Whether it's criminal defense, real estate, estate planning, or family law, my wife Amy and I are here to fight and guide you forward. When life gets tough, you don't have to face it alone. Call the gold-winning team of the Law Office of Patrick Doherty.
You train hard, you recover harder. So why settle for empty fuel? Whole milk delivers 8 grams of complete protein,
plus healthy fats to help you absorb key vitamins, all in one powerful natural package. Calcium for bones, B vitamins for energy, and that rich, creamy taste? That's just a bonus. Whole milk is the recovery fuel you've been sleeping on. Go all in with whole milk for whole nutrition. Brought to you by the Allied Milk Producers.
WDAD Indiana.
And we're underway here in the fourth quarter from the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Julianne Ott brings it over the timeline. Gets it to Hannah Prilla. She gets it over to Lacey Baranis. Back to Kelsey Meyer. Over to Lindsay Baranis. Back to Ott. There's Meyer. Baranis stolen away by Julianne Tenace.
Turnover number 11 for Baldwin.
Here comes Julia. Stutter steps, jump back, no good. Rebounded by Baldwin, they have numbers. And Julia is going to pick up her third foul.
That's right, if Julia would have just kept her hand straight up, she brought him down just enough to make contact and the referee saw it.
That'll be their first foul, but that's going to send Lindsay Baranis to the line. First one's up, no good. 28-25, Baldwin leads Indiana.
But Isabella Niles and J.C. Klingensmith, J.C. back into the game for Baldwin.
Second shot is up and good.
It's 11 points on the night for Lindsay Baranis.
Here comes Lakin Kugler, gives it to Addie Hutton. Gets it over the timeline.
Should have been a foul there.
Yeah, and they called it. That's going to be on number 25. That should be Niles.
Her first.
Yep, team's first.
See if Indiana can really push the action offensively, driving in the hole to get some team fouls so they can get to the foul line early.
All right, here we go. Julianne Tenace over to Addie Hutton. Addie looks to drive. Dumps it down to Boyer. Boyer goes up, and they called a travel.
She did. She walked before the contact.
Another turnover for the Indians. 29-25. They trail here. 6:57 in the fourth.
I have Indiana with 12 turnovers. Baldwin with 11.
Here comes Ott now. She brings it up. Emily Ferrara is going to check back in for the Indians. All right. Here's Niles guarded by Antonacci. She drives to the bucket. Easy layup and no good. But Prilla gets the board. No good on the miss. Knocked it out of each other. Gives it to Boyer, out to Kugler. And she's going to pull it up. Good decision by Lake and over to Addie Hutton. She drives baseline. Gets stopped. Kicks it out to Sam Martin all the way over to Boyer. She dribbled, drive. Kicks it. Turns it over again. Wide open runner. Layup good. Timeout Indiana. We'll take one with you.
Full
Indiana
timeout.
Now trails 31-25, 6:10 to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month, equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition, now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
AM 1450,
WDAD. Well, we're back in the S&T Bank broadcast booth. 6:10 to play. Indiana trails 31-25. Too many turnovers here to start this fourth quarter, Doug.
Yes, Indiana on the night with 12 turnovers. They had 7 at halftime, so 5 since the intermission.
They've been outscored 3-0 here in the early going of this fourth quarter. as Baldwin has extended their lead now to 6. Here's Addie Hutton. And they're back into that little three-quarter court trap. Here's Hutton. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Kugler. Over to Ferraro. Down to Boyer. Stolen by Perilla. They try to get it down to Martin. And Perilla just stepped in the passing lane. Here's Klingensmith. Back to Ott. Here comes Baronatis. Kicks it out to Perilla. To Niles. We're going to have a foul called?
I think on Julia. That's her 4th.
On Julia Antonacci, I don't know. Wow. I didn't see that one.
It was. She kind of got her arm there on that little
Didn't even think she was really near anybody. I thought if the foul was going to be on anybody, it was going to be on Lakin.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
4 for Antonacci now.
Yep. Here comes Bernardis. She gets it over to Ott. Dribbles over to Niles. She looks to penetrate, kicks it out to Klingensmith. Back to Baron. She walked and they missed it. They call every walk on us all night long and don't call that one. Wow. Fran is going crazy.
They missed that one.
.453 to play. Indiana trails by 6. Baldwin's doing exactly what they want. There's a 3-ball by Niles. Good box out, but they don't release and get the ball. Kugler did a great job of boxing out. Nobody there to grab it. There's poked away. Here comes Addie Hutton now. Drives down, up.
And one.
And one. Count it. Addie Hutton. That's what Addie Hutton needs to do. She needs to take the ball to the hoop strong.
Fouls on 25, Isabella Niles.
That's her 2nd. That'll be the team's 2nd.
Michael Francis is still pleading his case on that one walk call that was not called.
Addie Hutton goes to the line. She'll shoot 1. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Klingensmith. Indiana trails 31-27. Now they got a trap right at half court. Timeout called by Baldwin. Indiana trails 31-27, 4:23 to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. 31-27, Indiana trails, 4:23 to play here in the 4th quarter.
And we'll have a media timeout coming up here, and shortly there, the first dead ball into 4.
Baldwin will inbound the ball, gets it into the backcourt. Here is Julianne Ott. Antonacci gets knocked to the ground. Wide open 3. No good. Indiana can't get the rebound. It was pulled down by Kelsey Meyer. Now they got her trapped. We're going to have a timeout by Baldwin again. We'll take another one with you. 4:05 to play. Indiana trails 31-27. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, Doug, Indiana trails by 4, 4:05 to play in the 4th.
What? You know what I'd think about doing right now is now he doesn't have subs in, but get someone that doesn't have many fouls, pressure for about 5-6 seconds, foul, get another media timeout, then you give your ladies an extra minute break.
And if it does get down to where you have to foul, it happens that much sooner. Stolen, knocked away. Ah, oh. Emily Ferraro was in the passing lane, and we are going to have the media timeout. 31-27, 3:54 to play, Indiana trails. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Winter in Pennsylvania can be beautiful, but if your home or business isn't insulated, it can feel brutal. This winter, keep the cold where it belongs, outside. At ClimaShield Spray Foam, we're locally owned with years of experience insulating residential and commercial buildings with high-performance spray foam. Say goodbye to drafts and high energy bills, and hello to real comfort all winter long. Free estimates available now. Call 724-968-4775. That's 724-968-4775. Or visit ClimaShieldSprayFoam.com.
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
AM 1450 WDAD.
All right, here we go, and down the home stretch. Indiana trails 31-27, 3:54 to play. Both teams have two fouls. Possession arrow favors Indiana.
Yep, and this is where you're playing for the fifth place seed out of the WPIAL for the state playoffs.
All right, here's Ott. Gets it over to Lindsay Bernardis. Baldwin's have no, they're in no hurry here.
Nope.
And she looks to penetrate underneath to Klingensmith, kicks it out to Niles. Over to Ott. Three ball is up, and that's a dagger. Julianne Ott with a three ball.
That's her second three on the evening and a big time shot.
34-27 now. Julie is, hits it, no good. Rebounded by Klingensmith. They push it ahead. Here's Bernardis. No, layup no good. Addie Hutton gets it, and they're on the move. Addie's got to take it right to the deep, and she lays it up and in.
Coast to coast by Hutton.
She's got to do that if they're going to get back in this thing. 34-29. They're down by five.
Still 3 minutes to go. Plenty of time. Julia can't get any dumb fouls
here. Don't foul. And they get a steal by Sam Martin. Here comes Addie Hutton. Take it right to the hole. Nope. Kicks it. Three ball by Julia. Too strong. Rebounded by Prilla. And they throw it up to Klingensmith. She's guarded by Kugler. And they knock it out of bounds. All right, so the referee tells Coach Franciscus to stay in the box. She's had enough of his histrionics, if you will.
And they do have warnings. You can give a bench, a coach, just a warning and not a technical. And that would have been a good time. Probably could have gotten one.
All right, here we go. Ott over to Niles. To Ott. She looks to penetrate. She kicks it out. Here's Myers. She kicks it over to Lindsay Bernardis. She's guarded. Dumps it into the corner now. And they're playing keep away at this point. The only one that really can't foul is Julia.
Yeah, she has four.
Everybody else needs to foul. All right, and they will. And that's going to send Lindsay Bernardis to the line.
No, not yet. That's only three.
Oh, no, you're
fouls.
Right. You're they absolutely one, right. My mistake.
Two more before they go to the line.
So that is Addie Hutton. That is her second foul. And that is the team's third foul. Are they going to let the sub in? They're not letting her in. All right. Sophia Boyer tried to check in, and she didn't go. Oh, Julie almost with the steal. We got a jump ball. It'll go to Indiana.
Indiana possession.
Another turnover. 2 minutes to play. Now they're going to pull Sophia Boyer back. 34-29. 2 minutes to play.
15 turnovers for Baldwin. Only 13 for Indiana now.
Addie's got to drive right to the bucket. Hands it off to Julia. She looks to penetrate. And
that's
she's
going
to get fouled.
Oh, they're not giving her a shot. She was going up to shoot.
That's Isabella Niles. That's her third. Three fouls on the team. Now the Indiana fans are livid that they said she wasn't shooting. Indiana's ball underneath. Antonacci will check it in. And that's tipped away by Baldwin. It'll stay with Indiana. 1:49 to play. Indiana trails by five. They need a quick bucket here.
Here comes it.
Sophia Boyer is going to check in for the Indians. She's going to replace Ferraro.
I get some offensive board work here. Let's see what happens for Indiana.
Here comes Antonacci. Gets it over to Hutton. She needs to drive that ball. Hands it to Kugler. No good. They're going to get Sophia Boyer on a foul. She was trying to go get the rebound.
That's her second. Team fourth.
So now Indiana's going to go into their press. Ferraro checks back in. Boyer goes to the bench. 1:40 to play. Indiana trails by five. Oh, almost knocked away. But they get it over the timeline. Here comes Bernardis. Short jumper off the back iron. No good. Kugler with the rebound. Looks to get it to Ferraro. She's looking. She drives and she's fouled.
Only the team fourth, so it's going to be out of bounds underneath the basket.
So let's see. Baldwin, that's on 22. That'll be Kelsey Meyer. That'll be her third, team's fourth.
So all fouls the rest of the way are going to be two-shot fouls for both teams.
Here's Hutton now. She looks to drive, nothing doing. She drives, picks up her dribble. Stolen away by Ott, and here come the Highlanders. Deadly turn. Now poked away by Hutton. Indiana got the ball. No hurry. Go. Get it over.
Could have been a walk against Indiana.
And Lakin did walk. She picked up her dribble. Wasn't sure where to go with it. A minute seven, 34-29. Timeout Baldwin. We'll take one with you. Indiana trails 34-29. A minute seven to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
It doesn't get better than this.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
All right, we're back here. Minute seven to play. Indiana trails 34-29. They got to get a stop and get a quick bucket to keep this game in reach. Each team has four fouls. Possession arrow favors Baldwin. Niles inbounds the ball. She gets it to Ott, guarded by Ferraro. Skip pass into the corner. That's Prilla. We got a foul, and they're trying to get a foul, and they're playing keep away. Here's Kugler. She fouls out. I'm sure that's not who you want to foul.
No.
I would have expected them to foul someone else, but
every time Prilla touched the ball, they wanted to foul her, but she got rid of it too quick.
Lakin Kugler, that'll be her second, team's fifth. Ott will go to the line for two.
She has not shot yet tonight from the foul line.
First one's up and good. Second one is good. That's not who you want to foul, clearly.
No, she has.
Indiana's got to score quickly. Here's a wide open three by Sam Martin. Count it.
Timeout.
Timeout, Indiana. 36-32, 43.2 to go. We're going to take a timeout with you. It's a full timeout. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Winter in Pennsylvania can be beautiful, but if your home or business isn't insulated, it can feel brutal. This winter, keep the cold where it belongs, outside. At ClimaShield Spray Foam, we're locally owned with years of experience insulating residential and commercial buildings with high-performance spray foam. Say goodbye to drafts and high energy bills, and hello to real comfort all winter long. Free estimates available now. Call 724-968-4775. That's 724-968-4775. Or visit ClimaShieldSprayFoam.com.
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. 43.2 seconds to go. Indiana trails 36-32. Baldwin has the possession arrow, and Baldwin is in the bonus. Indiana will be in the bonus on the next foul. Ball inbounded, and they break the trap, and they're going to foul. That's going to be number 22. Is Hutton on the foul? And it's going to put 22 Kelsey Meyer at the line. They're calling the foul on Kugler.
She wasn't even around. It was on Addie Hutton. They just did not recognize who it was on.
She wasn't anywhere near her. Meyer, first shot, no good. It remains a 4-point game, 37.4. If Indiana can get the ball, they need to get this rebound and get the ball down court quickly. They can go for two still if she misses this. Now, I'd like to try to get that three. It's still a two-possession game. Three ball by Julia. No good. Indiana rebound by Martin. She's fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two. Sam Martin.
25 on the foul.
That is Niles. That should be her fourth. That'll be team's fifth. Sam at the line to shoot two. First one's up. No good off the back iron. That's a critical thing in these close games. You got to make your foul shots. Second one, Indiana trails by five. Second shot. It's good. 37-33. And that's a turnover by Baldwin. Indiana's going to have the basketball, Doug. The inbounder stepped over the line as she was inbounding it. Indiana ball, 37-33, 28.9 seconds. Got to look for a quick bucket. There's Addie Hutton. She drives, lays it up. Foul, block called. Addie's going to go to the line.
35, Prilla with the foul. That is her third. Remember, she had two fouls in the first 5 minutes of this game.
25.4. Hutton goes to the line. She'll shoot two. 37-33. Indiana trails. First shot. Good. Boy, she hit every part of that rim.
The only thing that mattered is that bottom of the net when it finally went through.
That's right. Second one to cut it to within two. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Baldwin. There's a turnover. Oh, and it's on the floor. Timeout, Coach Baldwin. And he is livid right now. He's on the floor. That should be a T.
Well, there's a timeout.
All right, we got a timeout. Baldwin's coach. 37-34, 20.5 seconds to play. Timeout. We're going to take one with you. We'll take one timeout, and we'll be back after this. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
AM 1450 WDAD.
And Ott inbounds it to Bernardes, and she's fouled by Ferraro. 18.7 seconds to go. 37-34.
Ferraro's second foul on the evening.
Bernardes steps to the line.
She's one for two, one for three on the night, or one for two.
Here's the first shot. No good. The left-hander. Here's the second. Shots up, and it's good. That makes it a four-point game. Indiana's got to score quickly. 16 seconds. Julia, three ball up. No good. Air ball. They got a foul. That's going to be Ott. She's going to go to the line. Fouls on Martin. 10.8 seconds. Indiana trails 38-34.
Indiana had a chance there to cut into it. Now they just they have two. It's a two-possession game. With only 10.8 seconds left.
That's Martin's first foul. Ott's at the line, and that shot's good. As we said earlier, she's not the one you want to foul.
No, you can tell by her form, she is a pretty good foul shooter.
Second shot is up, and it's good. 40-34, it's a six-point lead. 10 seconds to play. And Addie sails it into the first row. 40-34, 7.6. Indiana is going to come up short here tonight, it looks like, Doug.
Yep.
And here's Bernardes, and she's fouled by, I think, Ferraro got her. Up, oh, they called on Sam Martin.
Her first. So it looks like Indiana will be the sixth seed out of the WPIAL, and they will go to the 9-1-10-1 winner, a sub-regional game, which is... That will be Punxsie versus Erie Cathedral Prep that will be played here in the next couple of days.
Bernardes rolls it in. And the second shot off. Here comes Hutton, 5 seconds. She's not going to be able to get much. Three balls up and good at the buzzer. However, that's not going to be enough for Indiana as they fall here tonight to Baldwin, 41-37. That's our final score. We'll be back with our five-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter show is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this.
Whether your goals include college education funding, retirement planning, generating income, or reducing taxes, at Crimson Wealth Management Group, we've got you covered. We make it easy for you to make the right decisions by offering you access to a comprehensive array of investment products and wealth management strategies under one roof. One stop for all your financial needs. Crimson Wealth Management Group is committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Stop in and speak with me, Doug Steve, today. You'll be glad you did. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Need a snack that's high in protein and low on effort? Reach for cottage cheese, the most versatile thing in your fridge. Scoop it on toast. Stir it into smoothies. Top it with berries or honey, even hot sauce. Whether you're going sweet or savory, cottage cheese fits the bill with up to 14 grams of protein per serving. It's creamy. It's satisfying. It's basically your kitchen secret weapon.
Classic Hits 1450.
WDAD.
All right, Doug, Indiana falls tonight to Baldwin 41-37. You know, Indiana just could not get over the hump in this one tonight.
No, and they had opportunities, and they just were not hitting some shots, some costly turnovers at inopportune times. But, hey, I mean, you have to credit Baldwin. They came in after making the track down here from the Pittsburgh, South Hills of Pittsburgh area to come in here and take a 41-37 victory over Indiana. So that means Baldwin will be the number five seed, and they will go to the three the second-place team from District 3, which is in the Harrisburg area, next Saturday, March 7th. Indiana will go to either they'll go to the Punxsie Erie Cathedral Prep winner on that same Saturday, March 7th.
Yeah, that so now the team, you know, they have basically a week and a half off before they're going to play again as these districts' playoffs wrap up. And, you know, Coach Ferrano will have to get these girls back after this tough loss here tonight. And, you know, when you look at the scoring tonight, Indiana, you know, they just could not get anything going. I guess in that last quarter they did score 12, but that was the only quarter they scored in double figures, you know, with 37 on the night. You know, they scored 9 in the first, 9 in the second, 7 in the third, and 12 in the fourth. Yeah. Kind of the same pattern we saw down at against Penn Trafford at Norwin last week.
Yeah, and I have Indiana did not shoot well from the foul line tonight. I think I have them 4 for 10 on the night.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's big, especially in these close games. What'd you have turnovers?
I had Indiana with 16 and Baldwin with 17. So okay. Pretty even there turnovers. Indiana did force the pressure there in the fourth quarter and got some additional turnovers from Baldwin there in the fourth quarter. But still, not the way, especially the seniors for Indiana, the ladies, wanted to end their last game on their home court. But it's still, their season's not done. They still have the state playoffs to look forward to and a week from Saturday.
Yeah, and both of these teams now finish up this part of the section play at 21-5. Indiana drops to 21-5, and Baldwin improves to 21-5. Doug, we got to name a Sheasley Electric Player of the Game, the electrifying player of the game brought to you by Sheasley Electric. You know, looking at Indiana, Addie Hutton at 16.
Yeah, I almost have to give it to Addie. She played hard from beginning to end. Not that the other ladies did not for Indiana, the Indians, but I think Addie stood out among her peers tonight for Indiana, and I'd say she was the player of the game.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. So, you know, this is the five-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter postgame show. We want to thank five-star Mitsubishi of Altoona. It doesn't get any better than this for five-star, but Indiana would have liked a little bit better tonight as they fall 41-37 to Baldwin here at Indiana. So, you know, Doug, as you said, they're going to move on. They're going to play in the next in the PIAAs next Saturday, March 7th. So, you know, they got some time to get rested, get away from it for a couple days, and then Coach Fran, I'm sure, will have them ready to play as they look to take on either Punxsutawney or Erie Cathedral Prep.
Yeah, and I mean, I officiate basketball, and I've had Punxsie ladies a few times this year, and I mean, they're a good team. They're one of the top five teams in the state right now, but I think Erie Cathedral Prep would be my pick to win that game, and Indiana would go up to Erie to play Cathedral Prep. Hey, they do play Punxsie, it would be great. It's a short track, 30 yeah. minutes up the road. And but still, it's time. Indiana needs a refocus. They play all season. Now it's survive in advance, one game at a time in the state playoffs.
That's it. So on behalf of our studio engineer, Garrett Clark, on behalf of Doug Steve, we want to thank you for listening to the Five Star Mitsubishi postgame show. Five Star Mitsubishi, it doesn't get any better than this. So on behalf of all of us here at Renda and WDAD, we want to thank you for tuning in. We will let you know when and where and what station the girls will be playing on in the state playoffs. I'm sure we will have it right here on the Renda family of networks. So, as always, Doug, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure. And next Sunday is when the pairings will come out. Sunday, the or this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, usually by mid-late afternoon, they come out.
Yeah, they already know, though, the who it's going to be. It's going to be either Punxsie or
yes.
Erie Cathedral Prep because of the way the seating works, because it's already set by the PIAA.
Predetermined, yes.
Predetermined seating. So, you know, we'll just wait and we'll see, and we'll let you know down the road. So, on behalf of our crew here at WDAD, we want to thank you all for tuning in. You've been listening to Indiana Basketball. It was an IRMC High School Sports Night, and this is the five-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter. On behalf of Pat Doherty and all of us, have a very pleasant good evening.
When the game is on the line, the Indiana High Indians bring the energy, and so does Sheasley Electric. For years, Sheasley Electric has been a proud part of this community, keeping homes bright and businesses running. When you need reliable electrical service, call the hometown team that never stops delivering. Sheasley Electric, proud sponsors of Indiana basketball and the electrifying player of the game. So stay tuned after the final buzzer to hear who lit up the court. Sheasley Electric, PA license number 5950. Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
You've been listening to an Indiana Regional Medical Center High School Sports Night on AM 1450 WDAV, 100.3 FM, and streaming at WDADradio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by Indiana Regional Medical Center, ClimaShield, Five Star Mitsubishi, the Law Office of Patrick Doherty, the Allied Milk Producers, by Sheasley Electric, Friends of Jim Struzzi, Indigo, also sponsored by Luther Ford Lincoln, Crimson Wealth Management, the Indiana Area School District, Friends of Joe Pittman, Indiana Moose Lodge 174, S&T Bank, Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning, and by the law firm of Nicely and Kugler. The proceeding has been a presentation of AM 1450 WDAD.
In your car, in your office, and